Om Shanti. Today, the ocean of love is looking at his lovely children. All the loving children in all four corners are bound in a spiritual, subtle string of love and have reached their sweet home. Just as the children have reached here with the string of love, similarly, even the father is bound in the string of love and has reached here. Bap Dada is saying that even the children who are in the four directions are lost in the Father's love. Bap Dada is observing the children who are sitting face to face here, as well as those children who are far away in physical distance, and whilst seeing them and is happy on seeing them. this spiritual, imperishable love. Which is God's love, which is soul conscious love, is being experienced only now in the whole kalpa, is being experienced only now in the whole kalpa. Baba is showering love to all the children through his smiling face and Dada is observing the royalty of purity of each child. Purity is the royalty of Brahmin life. Bap Dada is observing the light of purity, the crown of the light of purity, which is the sign, the crown of light, which is the sign of purity. Behind every child, behind every child's head, are you also able to look at or watch your own crown of light on your head? Those sitting at the back, are you able to observe your crown of light? This is such a beautiful gathering of those who are wearing a crown of light on their heads. Say, Pandavas, isn't it like that? Your crown is shining, is it not? You two are looking at such a gathering, aren't you, O Kumaris? You are the Kumaris who are crowned, aren't you? Bap Dada is noticing that the royal family of the children is also very very great, very elevated.
Not.
remember your eternal royalty. Even when you souls dwell in Paramdham, the soul world, in that stage of a soul to the royalty of spirituality of your souls is also great. All the souls there are in their light form. But the shine on you souls is more elevated than that of other souls. Are you able to recollect Paramdham? Can you remember Paramdham? In your eternal form, your sparkle, intoxication is unique. Just as you must have observed in the sky,
Sitare, Sabhi Chamakte.
Although all the stars do shine, all of them have light. However,
Sarva Sitarome,
amongst all the stars, some stars' light is very bright and unique. Similarly, in the midst of all the souls, the shine of you souls which is the shine or sparkle of the spiritual royalty of purity is unique. Can you recall that? Are you able to remember it? So Baba mentioned about our eternal stage, and now Baba moves on. Then come to your beginning stage, the beginning of the cycle. Remember that. Recall that. Even at the beginning of the cycle, in the form of a deity, personality of your spiritual royalty is so special, is it not? Has anyone else had such a royalty as you have, as you, those in deity form, have in the whole cycle? The spiritual royalty, which means the personality of purity. Is so great in you. Are you able to recall it? Can you remember it? Pandavas, can you recall that? Those sitting on that side, are you able to recall it? Are you?
Yeah,
What about those sitting on this side? Are you able to recollect? Can you remember? Are you able to recall it? Yes, all are nodding their heads. And Baba says, you have recollected it. Okay, now come to the middle period of the cycle. The middle period means from Copper Age onwards. When your worthy of worship images are made. See the royalty in those images. See the royalty of the way of worship. Could it be of anyone else than yours? There are many types of pictures, many types of images, but in the way your images are worshipped, could that be the same of anyone else? Even if it is the prophet's souls, or it may be the big leaders, or it may be even actors, Baba is saying. Baba's rhyming words, people make pictures of them all. But the royalty in the pictures and the royalty in the way of their worship, have you seen of anyone else? Double foreigners, have you seen yourselves? Have you seen how you are worshipped? Or have you only heard about it? Have you seen how your images are being worshipped? Or have you only heard about it? The worship which is done so systematically, so orderly, and the spirituality, the shine in the pictures on their faces, could not be there of anyone else, nor will it ever be of anyone else. Yeah. Why? Because you have the royalty of purity. You have the personality of purity. So, did you Did you visualize the way you are worshipped? If you haven't, then go and have a look and see how your images are worshipped. So Baba wants you all to go and see in the temples how the images are worshipped. Then Baba continues, come to the end of the cycle now. At this time, the end period of the cycle, which is the confluence age, even now, at this time, it is the royalty of purity in you which is the basis of your Brahmin life at this time. If there is no purity, then there is no experience of God's love. If no purity means no experience of God's love, it also means no experience of the attainments from God. Purity is the personality of Brahmin life. And purity is spiritual royalty. Therefore, your original or eternal beginning, middle and end period, that is in the whole cycle, your royalty of spirituality or your spiritual royalty has continued. Now watch yourself.
Darpan
All of you have a mirror, don't you? Do all of you have a mirror to watch yourself, to look at yourself? Now look into your mirror. Find out how much percentage of the royalty of purity you have in you. Find out whether the sparkle of purity is visible on your face or not. Is it visible? And in that sparkle of purity, there should also be the intoxication of that purity. So find out, is that intoxication of purity in the sparkle of purity visible on your face or not? Baba is giving the meaning of this word falak, which is Urdu, and the Hindi word is nasha, the English word is intoxication. So that intoxication should be visible in your actions. It's in your actions, the royalty of purity on your face, the sparkle of the personality of purity on your face, and the intoxication of purity in your actions. Could you observe both in you? How long does it take to observe that in the self? It takes only a second, does it not? Did all of you see these two in yourselves? Did you? Say, Kumaris who are doing the bhakti, is the sparkle and the intoxication there in you? Is it? Yes? Yes? They are nodding their heads. Baba is seeing you. Very good. See, Baba is talking about the Kumaris now. Those who have, please stand up. Baba wants you to stand up. They've worn this sash to look different from the rest. So Baba is saying, turn around, show yourself to everyone. See what is written on their sashes. Baba saying, look what's written on the sashes. It's Ek Vrata, means surrender to one. Remembrance of one alone. Sit down, sit down. Daddies are also looking at you. Show yourselves towards daddies. Yeah, show yourselves towards the daddies. Daddies want to see you. And also that side, the other side. On your right. On your right. On the other side of the sisters. Move towards the other behind. Yeah. Now you may sit down. You're looking very beautiful, aren't you? So, the meaning of Ek Vrata is royalty of purity. Have you learned this lesson by heart? Yeah. Well, the lesson of Ek Vrata. When you go back, see that you don't forget it. Don't become weak in it when you go back. Where is the Kumars group? All the Kumars. Kumars are so many. All the Kumars stand up. The group of Kumars is also very good. Sit down. Keep standing, Baba hasn't said to sit down. See, they have worn a sash on themselves from outside, but you, the Kumars, have worn a sash of promise in your hearts, haven't you? Your sash is in your hearts, is it not? Have you worn the sash of promise in your hearts? Have you not? Your head, if you have. Those at the back, have you worn the sash of promise in your hearts? Your promise is that we will always remain in the personality of purity. We are such Kumars. Aren't you like that? Who will always remain in the personality of purity? Yes, say yes, Baba. Jiha, say jiha. Say either haanji or naanji. Haanji? Or will you, when you go back there and write, Baba, I became little bit loose. Hope you won't write that. Until you are living in this Brahmin life, in this Sangam Yuga, you have to remain pure, come what may. Is this your promise? Yes? If it is it? Is it your promise? You may raise your hand if it is. You raise your hand. Very good. Very good. Your photo has come in the TV. Because if someone goes and becomes weak, then that video will be sent to you that you had raised your hand. So be strong. Yes, the Pandavas are pakka strong because they shown also Pandavas to be very strong. You are pakka Pandavas, very strong Pandavas. Very good, you may sit down. When there is the attitude, when there is purity, then the attitude towards everyone is good wishes and pure feelings for everyone, whatever the other may be like. But if there is purity, it means that there is also good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. And pure vision. Means pure vision means to look at each one in a soul conscious stage, to see everyone as a soul or an angel. Therefore, vritti means attitude, drishti means vision. And the third is kriti. Kriti means action. Kriti. Vritti, drishti, kriti. Attitude, vision and action. So even in actions, you have to give happiness to every soul and take happiness. Give happiness and take happiness. This is the sign of purity. Pure attitude, pure vision, pure actions. In all the three, this dharana inculcation has to be there. So pure vritti means good wishes and pure feelings. Pure drishti means seeing everyone as a soul. And pure actions means giving happiness and taking happiness. Even if somebody gives you sorrow, even if he insults you, but what is my duty? So even if he gives me sorrow, insults me, what is my duty? Do I have to follow that one who's giving sorrow? Or do I have to follow Bap Dada? I have to follow the Father, is it not? Did Brahma Baba give sorrow or did he give happiness? He gave happiness, didn't he? So you, who are Master Brahma, that is, you are Brahmin souls, so what do you have to do? If someone gives you sorrow, what will you do? Give him sorrow back? You won't, will you? If he gives you a lot of sorrow, what will you do? If he insults you, abuses you a great deal, what will you do? Won't you feel bad at that moment? Won't you feel, Kumari, say, will you feel bad at that moment? Even a little bit or no? No, you have to follow the Father. At that time you should think, what is my responsibility? When seeing someone else doing something, do not forget your responsibility. He may abuse you, but you become a goddess of tolerance. Become a god of tolerance. Your value of tolerance will ultimately make that one who was abusing you to embrace you, to hug you, to love you. There is so much power in the value of tolerance. You do have to tolerate for some time for that. So aren't you the gods and goddesses of tolerance? Are you? Are you the gods and goddesses of tolerance? Always remember, I am a god of tolerance. I am a goddess of tolerance. God in Hindi means, you know, like a goddess, a deity. So a deity of tolerance, and a deity in Hindi is Devta, and Devta also means Dene Wala, the one who gives. So I have to give. I have to give. If someone is abusing me, that is, he is not respecting me. But that is dirt, is it not, if he's not respecting me? Isn't it dirt? Abuse is dirt, filth, rubbish, is it not? But why do you take that? Does anyone take rubbish or filth? If someone gives you some garbage, will you take it in your hand? You won't, will you? So if someone is not respecting you, he's insulting you, he's abusing you, he's disturbing you, what is all that? Are they good things? Then why do you take them? You do take them, at least little bit, don't you? You take a little bit, and then later on you think, oh, you should not have taken sorrow, you should not have taken in. But now, from now onwards, don't take it. It's like a blessing Baba's giving us. To take it means to feel it in the mind. So your eternal period, beginning period, middle period, end period of Sangam Yuga, that is in the whole cycle, you have to remember the personality of the royalty of purity in you. Whatever someone may do, but no one can snatch away your personality. Do you have this intoxication? As you are double foreigners, you have double intoxication, don't you? Double intoxication? Everything is double in you, is it not? Double intoxication of purity. God and Goddess of purity also in a, of tolerance too, in a double way. Is it not double in you? Is it double or not? Yes? But the only thing for that is you have to stay immortal. Never forget the blessing of immortality. Radhi Janki is telling Baba, you mentioned about the Kumars and Kumaris. What about those who are in their families, householders? Yes, so Baba is saying, actually, yes, though you are single, but it is said that you are double. So all family men, householders, even sisters, yes, mothers. Mothers and fathers, those living in their households. So the Kumars and Kumaris are clapping for the couples. The couples are much more than the Kumars and Kumaris. There may be other Kumaris too, but the couples are more than the Kumars. See, Bap Dada are also couple, and they're always together. So So Bhaktada, the couple, have given you directions. And why has Bhaktada given you the direction to live together in the family? Why has Baba permitted you? Do you know? Because when you are living together as pure couple, you are actually making the big gurus bow before you, because they will ultimately surrender to you and say, you are great, you are great. Even the big gurus will do that. Do you have that much courage? Because these gurus say that it is impossible to lead a pure life whilst living together. Or they say it's too difficult. But what do you say to them? Is it difficult to lead a pure life whilst living together? Those at the back say, is it difficult? Is it, or is it easy? Easy? Say easy or difficult?
Easy.
Easy? Very easy. Very easy. So you're firm in it? Or is it sometimes easy and sometimes lazy? So this is why Baba, according to the drama, has made you examples in front of the world so that you could challenge to the world that we live in a household, we live together, but we are free from impurity. We are fulfilling our promise of purity. We are totally free from impurity. You are the ones who can challenge this, can't you? Yes? All of you can challenge in this way? Or are you sometimes frightened to challenge others and you may think, I don't know whether I'll be able to carry on for long or not? No, you have to challenge the world. Because this is a new thing, is it not? That we live together and not even in our dreams is there impurity in us. Not the thought of impurity even in our dreams. This is the speciality of Brahmin life at Sangam Yuga. So you are the examples in the showcase of the world. You make yourselves to be examples or samples in the showcase of the world. Others will get the courage to become, when they see you, they will get the courage to become like you. Is it okay? Shaktis? Is it okay? You're strong, aren't you? Not sometimes strong, sometimes weak. No, strong, always. Bhaktada is happy on seeing you. Congratulations, congratulations. See, there are so many. Very good. You may sit down. Yes, now the teachers. Teachers are also very important because nothing can be done without the teachers. All the teachers who teach, especially those, the NCOs, the assistants, the teachers, those living in centers, even the brothers, very good teachers. The speciality of teachers is from the feature of every teacher, the future should be visible. That is, from the features of the teachers, the angel form should be visible. Aren't you such teachers? And when others see you angels, they too get in the inspiration to become angels. See, there are so many teachers. So many teachers. Abroad, so many teachers in the foreign group. Only a few of them have come. Bap Dada is remembering even those who have not been able to come this time. It is very good. All the teachers should now come together and make a plan. That how to reveal the Father through our behavior and our faces People say that God is omnipresent, and you say that no, He is not omnipresent. But Bap Dada says, at this time, according to the present period, in every teacher's face, Bap Dada should be visible. And when Bap Dada will be visible on your faces, it means God will be omnipresent, won't you be? Because anyone who looks at you should see Bap Dada in you. And the soul should become, the soul should be hidden and God should be visible through you. Can that be possible? Can that be possible? Can that be possible? Three times. Yes, can that be possible? Haanji. So, on which date will that happen? You have to fix the date, is it not? On which date will that happen? And they are saying that we'll start from today onwards. And how long do you need? Okay, you will start from today onwards. That's very good courage on your part. But how long do you need for it to be accomplished? It is already 2002. It is already 2002. So how much more time do you need? Have this thought that Baba should be visible in front and I should hidden in Baba. That is, through me, Baba, God, Father, should be visible. Will you make this plan? Double foreigners are very clever in holding meetings. Now have this type of meeting. And don't go back without having this meeting. The theme should be how each one of us should be able to reveal God through our faces and behavior. At this moment, people see you as Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris. They say you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are very good. But they should say your Baba is so good that they should see through you. Only then the world will be transformed. So, double foreigners will start this plan, bring this plan into practical form immediately, won't you? Will you do it? Will you? Pakka, firm, determined. See your dadi, you know, her, then her wish will be fulfilled. Dadi Janki's wish will be fulfilled. Baba saying, your dadi, you know, that one's wish will be fulfilled. Okay, sit down.
flowers.
Good morning, Cindy.
Radhi Janaki is telling the children that there are the youth. Oh, Radhi Janaki is telling Baba, there are some who are not couples in knowledge, but are single in knowledge. Maybe the partner is not in Gyan. So, there are some whose partner is not in Gyan, so maybe some may be in bondage or maybe not in bondage. Baba saying, you are not single. Your yugal, your partner is very powerful. Because Bhap Dada Bap Dada tells all the children
combined
that you and Baba are combined. Always combined. So as you are combined, it means you are not single. Then are you single? No. Lokic life may be different, but in Brahmin life, you are in combined form. And you are combined in such a way that no one can separate you. Aren't you combined in that way? So firmly combined that no one can separate you. Or are you alone? No. You are always combined. The Father is always helping you in every task. He's always your companion. You have this intoxication, do you not? That Baba is always my companion. Hope you don't find your or feel yourselves to be alone, do you? No. For it is Bap Dada who is your companion first. And he is the imperishable companion who will fulfill his company till the end. He will fulfill the company in an imperishable way. The moment you say Baba, Baba will be present in front of you. The Lord says, I am always in front of you. In Hindi, Urdu, the rhyming was Hazur is the Lord, Hazir is present, the Hazur is always Hazir. You always stay in pleasure, don't you? Are you experiencing pleasure all the time? Or do you sometimes feel sad? You're not saying yes or no. Always in pleasure? Always? Do you sometimes get sad too? No? Always in pleasure? There should be pleasure and pleasure all the while. Because we are with Baba and Baba is with us. I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. Baba is the one who will help you in every task. This is why I always stay in this intoxication that I am combined. Aren't you combined? Yes, you have very good spiritual intoxication. Don't you have this intoxication? Yes, you are loved the most by Bap Dada. You may sit down. So Sudeshben is telling Baba there are many little children. See the children stand up? So many children. The little children have, you know, sent a special card to Baba. They made a very special card and sent to Baba. Didn't you, children? You made a card for Baba? Baba received your card. Little children, did you hear? You send very good cards to Baba. Where are the cards? There, they are there. Show, which card? Yeah. This is the teacher of the children. He is bringing the cards which they made for Baba. Some cards they have made. The children have made. Show to everyone. Yes. The children made with their own hands. Someone has written, Baba is the best. And Baba says that children are the best. So many cards. Everyone made a card for Baba. All the children. Very good. Very good cards they have painted. Okay. Oh, more. Children are intoxicated, aren't you, children? Little children? So? So you saw the wonders the little children made? Very good. The love for Baba in the little children is so good. That's why you have reached here. And the love you have for the Father will make you move forward in the future too. Sit down. Very good. You may sit down. Oh, Moini Ben is telling Baba, there are many who have come for the first time in this Kalpa. Okay, all the first time. No. No, don't stand up. Just raise your hand. The first timers, just raise your hand. Because you have stood in different groups. Baba doesn't want you to stand up anymore. All the first timers. Very good. To all the first timers, you have to go first because you have come first time. So you have to go first. You have to become first because you have come last. So you have to go first, is it not? All of you will go fast, won't you? you have to take the first number. So the first timers have to take the first number. The whole Brahmin family is congratulating all of you who have come for the first time very, 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 very much. What about those of who are, have come from different parts of Bharat? Okay, you may stand up. Let me see. All those have come from different parts of Bharat. Yes, Bharat is great, so even those who are of Bharat are great, aren't you? Baba has love for Bharat, this is why he has come in Bharat, hasn't he? He did not come in foreign lands. He has come in Bharat only. But it is those of foreign lands who will become instrumental to awaken those in this land. Therefore, so those of Bharat are clever in taking a chance. You have come in the turn of double foreigners. So many of Bharat have come even in the turn of double foreigners. This is why when it is the turn of those of Bharat, double foreigners are specially invited. Yes, you have given invitation to double foreigners to come in the Bharatvasi season 2, is it not? Yes, you are saying welcome, welcome to double foreigners. You are welcome every time. Any time. Yes, double foreigners are clever. You know, the moment you go back, you start gathering money so that you can come next year. You have great love for Madhuban. You have great love for Madhuban. You have great love for Bharat. Why? Because originally you were Bharatvasis. It's only because of service that you have gone abroad. If If you would not have had been Bharatvasis, you wouldn't have that much love for the philosophy of Bharat. You would not have had that much love for the culture of Bharat. But you have great love for Bharat, you have great love for the culture of Bharat. This proves that you are originally Bharatvasis. But because this is, you have to do world service, this is why only for the sake of service you have gone to different countries. See, there are so many languages. If you would have been born in Bharat and then would have gone from here to those countries to serve, it would not have been possible because it's so difficult to learn so many languages. But you were born there so that you knew the language and then you could serve the people of that land. You were in Bharat at the beginning of the cycle, you were in Bharat in the middle of the cycle too. It's only now at the end you have gone there to serve for a short while. So you have the intoxication, is it not? That you belong to Bharat and the seed in you is of Bharat. Yes, you are happy, aren't you? Baba's double foreigners, that you belong to Bharat. You were, you are, and you will be again of Bharat. In every kalpa you will be that. Okay, yes, yes. Some sat, but some are still standing, so Baba is telling them to sit down. Because whilst talking to them, Baba switched over to double foreigners, began talking to you, and the Bharatvasis were wondering, Baba is talking double foreigners, and made us stand. So they sat down. Well, you are laughing, the Bharatvasis may be wondering why you are laughing. Okay, there are guests of the peace of mind. Are they here? How many are here? Those of the peace of mind retreat. Guests who have come in the peace of mind retreat. Could you stand up? It is good. You are not guests, but you are the host here. Because those who become the children of this family, they are the hosts. But just to distinguish, you are called the guests. You like it here, don't you? You like Madhuban, don't you? Do you? Do you like Madhuban? Raise your hand if you like Madhuban. Yes. Now, you have to give invitation to others and make them your companions. Always think that we are God's messengers who have come here to give God's message. So you have to serve others, invite and then invite them and bring them here, because you are going back as God's messengers. Very good. What is it? Shaktis? Which Shakti? Is the sister should sit down? Tell her to sit down. Okay, please sit down. So continue to serve others. Oh, Dadiji is remembering those sitting down in Madhuban, Pandav Bhavan, in the history hall, in the meditation hall, at the Tower of Peace. There are so many sitting down, downstairs. The Sevadharis, all are sitting down. BK Colony of Abu Road, Abu Nivasis, Gyan Sarovar Nivasis, and many have not come. They are in Gyan Sarovar. They are, and in Shantivan, they are listening to the Murli there through wireless. And Brother Karuna has actually, through the wireless, is connected to internet and is also going abroad. The Baba's voice in Hindi is going abroad. So Baba says the science has developed to this extent mainly for you. Since from the time Baba's work of establishment began, a little time before that, science started developing. The inventions of science became faster. People may take the benefit of it, or maybe, use science for, use the harmful side of science, but you are taking the benefit of science, and therefore you congratulate even those scientists who have made such wonderful things for your service. Internet, Baba is referring to internet, wireless, all the sound system, the audio, the video. So they are listening to, in some countries they are listening abroad to through internet. Mohini Ben and Chandru Ben, Mohini Ben in New York and Chandru Ben in San Francisco, they could not come because they are not well. Whether it is physical ill health or it may be service, but both of them, Mohini Ben and Chandru Ben, Baba is remembering them. They are with their power overcoming them. Even this ill health is a test paper, just like you pass other tests. Ill health is also a test paper to pass in. And it's passing, being passed easily. So Bab Dada is remembering everyone, all Madhuban Nivasis, whether in Pandav Bhavan, Kansarovar, Shantivan, Sangam Bhavan, in Abu Road, all are Madhuban Nivasis. You did very good charity of staying back there and you're listening there wherever you are. You gave a chance to others to listen here directly. They too are listening, though they are not physically present here, but they are listening in their own places. So you who are sitting down in the courtyard of Pandav Bhavan, remembrance to you first. Baba's remembering them first. And then also those who are listening through internet abroad, they are far away in physical distance, but are listening whether in India, in Bharat or in other countries. So Baba is conveying Yad Piyar to them first. And along with them, all the children who have sent cards, greeting cards, letters, their greeting cards and letters have been received. The news of their hearts, the news of service, the news of their courage, everything has reached Bab Dada. And Bab Dada, in return, is giving lots and lots of love and remembrance from the heart to each one with name. You have written with great love how much money they spend, such beautiful cards they send. Bab Dada doesn't see the expense of the cards, the cost of the cards, but Bab Dada sees the love in their hearts. Nothing is greater than the love of the heart. Mrityunjay Bhai is remembering the Sindhi group and the trustees of the Global Hospital, all the trustees of the Global Hospital. Could you stand up? Nirvair Bhai is a managing trustee, and Dr. Ashok Mehta, Pratap Bhai, also Brother Robin is the trustee, and Kishore Bhai, so many other trustees, all these are trustees of the Global Hospital. this global hospital. Is a good instrument for spreading the message in the world. Because people get double benefit through this hospital. One is the body is benefited, and secondly, the soul is benefited too. So it's double benefit. This is why all the trustees of the hospital are serving in the hospital. Congratulations to all of you for the wonderful service you are doing. Dr. Hansa is also one of the trustees. And also Janki Foundation. Yes, also, who are of the Janki Foundation? Dadi Janki herself first, and the others of the Janki Foundation. Our members of the Janki Foundation, Jayanti Ben, and others are there. Brother David, Dr. David. Yes. Everywhere they are opening big hospitals. The name is hospital, but actually it is meant to make the souls meet the Father. On the name of the hospital, you know, people come easily when they hear about the hospital. Is everything going on well in the hospital? Wherever the branches of the global hospital are, is everything going on well there? Because we have a global hospital in Bombay, so Baba's remembering that hospital. Dr. Ashok Mehta is responsible for that. Global hospital has become very famous now. It is very good. Congratulations, congratulations. Balwant Bhai, Amrit Bhai, you know, who are working on the Diamond House near Global House in London. Yeah. In Global, you know, the Diamond House. Very good. The original jewels of London. Oh, achha, Baba is referring to the original jewels. Even Charlie buys original jewel. Bap Dada is very happy that the original first jewels who started service abroad are doing service very well. They are good Seva Dharis. Dadi Jan ki. Yes, Dadi is remembering all those who are 25 years in Gyan. They are the original jewels. Yes, original jewels. Michael Joe also 25 years original jewels. Very good. You are blessed with the blessing of immortality. You have got the blessing of immortality right from birth. You have stayed immortal and you will continue to stay immortal. Did everyone meet? Or is anyone left? What about the Sindhi group? You know, the Hong Kong Sindhi group. Even the Sindhis have become Brahmin group now, no? The Hong Kong group, they are very famous. The Sindhi group, everyone remembers them as the Sindhi group. Prabha, Sister Prabha is the leader. Prabha of Hong Kong. Do you consider yourselves to be Sindhi or do you consider yourself to be Brahmin? Yes, you have the intoxication that from where Brahma Baba took the Gyan, he got Gyan, he started. We are from that place. This intoxication is good. But now you are the special service of the Brahmin family. You are special service amongst the Brahmin family. Bab Dada knows. You have great interest in doing service. The whole group has great interest in doing service. And you are increasing the members of your group. It is increasing and will continue to increase. So double congratulations to you. One for being Sindhis from originally Sindh, from where Baba started the work, and secondly for doing unlimited service. All of you are pakka strong. Bab Dada is happy to see you. Okay, sit down. See, you double foreigners are such good servers. It's because of you that everyone is getting yadpyar. Bab Dada, well, Baba won't say that Baba has more love for you than others, but Baba will say he has special love for all of you. Why he has special love for all of you? It is special. This love is special. Why? Because double foreign souls who have become instrumental for service, they are giving message in all corners of the world. They have become instrumental for serving in all corners of the world. Otherwise, the souls of the world would remain thirsty. At least now there won't be complaints coming from people abroad that as we were abroad and you came in Bharat, why didn't you give us the message too? So you are the ones who have been instrumental in finishing off the complaints of people. And see Janak, Baba's remembering Janak. Baba, Dadi Janki, so Baba calls her Janak. See, she's so enthusiastic, she wants service in every country. She says that no country should be left without Baba's service there. And it's true, therefore you're serving everywhere so that no more people would complain that why didn't we get God's message. And Baba is telling Dadi Janki that you tire your companions a great deal because you make them run around. Ajanta Janki is blushing probably. Doesn't she make you get tired? And Sudeshwan says, no, she's too enthusiastic to do service and we are not tired. It's not tiring at all. Jayanti, Baba is asking that. Jayanti, doesn't she tire you by making you run around here and there? She's saying no. Yes. So in this running around, there is a lot of pleasure filled in it. At the beginning it seems, oh, what is this? Again and again I have to go here, there. But then after the speech is over and the blessings are received, the face sparkles. It is good. Both the dadis have the speciality of filling zeal and enthusiasm in everyone. They cannot sit silently. They feel enthusiasm in everyone. Because there's still a lot of service left to be done. If you look at the map of the world, whether it is a map of India too, or the map of other parts of the world, if you look into that map, you start ticking where there are centers, and then find out where there are no centers. You'll come to another many places where there are no centers still. This is why Bhaktada is happy to see so much service happening, but then still Bhaktada says, don't tire them too much. Are you all happy in service? Are all of you happy in service? Even these Kumaris are going to become teachers now, aren't you? Those who are already teachers, you are teachers, but the others who are not yet teaching, you will become teachers and will look after centers, won't you? You will become good hands, won't you? double foreign children have the practice of doing two tasks. You have local jobs and you also look after centers. This is why Baba congratulates you doubly, because you have a job and you also look after centers. Okay. To all the very lovely, very close, children who have right from the beginning till now have claimed the rights to the royalty of purity, who through their behavior and faces reveal the sparkle of purity, who always make fast efforts in service and remembrance and get number one. Who are always like the Father. Filled with all powers, all virtues, to such children in all four directions, Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar, love and remembrance, and Namaste.